none of you people can tell me to stop. Lower the lights down, hand over my crown, hand over my heart. I do this for my town, I do this for my crowd. So turn me up real loud. My time, my time. None of you people can tell me to stop. Turning the track up, I'll never go back down. Hand over my heart, I do this for my town, I do this for my crowd. So turn me up real loud. My time, my time. None of you people can tell me to stop.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for listening to Next Gen Radio. This is a talk show where we bring you the fun facts about fitness, health, diet, and exercise. This is episode number 83, and I'm your host, Mike Urquhart. You got really excited over episode 83.
Every time you say the number, I get excited.
Okay, all right. Well, Jimmy, you listening?
Okay.
You know, okay. Anyway, this is my name's Mike Urquhart. I'm the host, and that was Kelly Krause, my co-host.
Hello.
And we have two other co-hosts, co-co-hosts and co-co-co-hosts. That's John Esposito, who's been on the show multiple times.
Hello, hello.
And Anthony Zaro, who's been on the show one other time.
Hello.
Very enthusiastic.
Yeah,
hello,
he's
right
so
there.
Nervous.
Yeah,
you
know,
can
he's
tell.
Very nervous. Yeah, it's all right. You don't have to sweat. It's fine.
You're not me.
Yeah. And John, you can take your hand off his leg.
Damn.
Wow. All right. Well, it's a good start here. These were employees of ours until we get the labor board called on us now. John and Anthony are both trainers here, coaches here at Next Gen, and we wanted to bring them on today because, one thing, John writes all of our programming here, and Anthony runs our sports performance, our youth athletic program, and we kind of have some shifting with our youth program coming up in the way we approach it. And we want to talk about that. So, Anthony, why don't you let us know? First off, I mean, it's been probably, I don't know, 3-4 years since you've been on the show.
Yeah,
you've been here
just
for
about.
Apparently you've been here for 10 years as an employee. you've been here for about a year as an employee, and I think the last time you came on was right when we were really kind of relaunching the athletes program again, and you were kind of taking it over. Mm-hmm. That's something that we've kind of struggled with in the past is finding somebody to kind of own that and help us grow it. And
right.
You've been doing a great job with it. Obviously, your passion is working not only with people, but with kids, and helping them, get through not just physical things, but mental breakdowns during
Absolutely.
The workout and stuff like that. And you're really excellent at that. So,
well, thank you.
Give us a little bit about your experience over the past 6 months, year, whatever it's been that you've been working with these kids.
All right, so it started out, as something that I'm passionate about, just as something that I'm passionate about, trying to get started and figuring it out for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a track coach for a long time, and I've worked with kids over the years. But John can probably attest to this, sitting down and having to write programming for a program is a bit of a different animal than just kind of, working with kids once or twice a week. So working out what kind of programming I wanted to do and how I wanted to organize my program took me a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of some trials and errors. The earlier classes were a little more unruly than they are now.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I've kind of worked out a structure and some focuses for those classes, it's like you said, we're able to restructure now where we're actually going to move from having two separate classes for just certain age groups to progressing kids, not on age, but on athletic ability and their how they progress as athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And
the
as
performance
people.
In the gym, right?
Exactly. Through our program, which is really cool to see. And it's always been something that I've wanted to do. So it's cool to see it happening.
Right.
As far as the actual training itself goes, a lot of these kids play a lot of sports and they get their training from their coaches. And then my focus has been mostly just fundamentals,
mm-hmm.
Getting them moving the right way and getting them to understand their bodies and where they are and knowing where their feet are and where their arms are and how they relate to each other. And then we're able to progress from there to doing some more sophisticated lifts and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool to see that we have some younger guys that are in the middle school class that, are 10, 11, 12 years old that could absolutely and are going to be moved up and working with our high school kids that they're just they've progressed so much and they've gotten so good at controlling their bodies and moving through these lifts that they're going to be working with kids that are 3, 4, 5 years older than them,
right,
and keeping up with them.
Right. Which ultimately is why we're making this the choice to create, instead of these programs based around age, it's based around, I hate using skill, but performance in the gym, you know, being able to perform more advanced movements. Absolutely. Versus more fundamentals. And before we really, you know, dive fully into that and why we did that, you know, I just want to touch on a point of what you're talking about with your approach with the kids and why I think it's more successful. It's going to be more successful, and the kids are going to get a lot more out of it than any other place around, because it's not just bringing these kids and putting them on a speed ladder for an hour, or making them run cone drills for an hour, or hurdles, or all the fancy stuff, right? You know, we actually had a kid come in the other day who it was his first session here. He used to go to a CrossFit, and, you know, who knows if he's coming back because he was bored, you know? But that's to get the fundamentals before you move up to doing more advanced stuff. You have to do the boring work. You have to do, or else, A, you're going to potentially get injured down the line, and B, you're not going to get any performance results from just, you know, doing fancy cool stuff that looks great on Instagram.
Exactly.
But you got to build that fundamentals, and it starts with the younger kids, right? Yeah. And that's why you know, you've been very successful with some of those younger ones, those middle school kids that are moving up to the used to be the high school class. High school session, now it's going to be the advanced or whatever we come up with the name of. You know, because it's not age specific.
No.
Just like when we train adults, it's not age specific. You know, it's all about the individual and how they progress. So, you know, a focus on our program is making these kids better athletes.
Yes.
Not, you know, better athletes, better humans. It's not coming and saying, you know, I want to be a better football player. I want to be a better baseball player. Well, all that will happen after you become a better athlete.
Absolutely.
Right?
So that's why, it's one of the reasons why I love working with kids. They're, mm-hmm. Especially kids who haven't done sports very much. They're just getting into it because they haven't formed bad habits yet. They don't know anything.
Yeah.
All they know is that they want to work out.
Right.
Right. So now that gives me the opportunity to teach them things like the importance of rolling and stretching and warming up and cooling down and getting those habits formed before they know that that's boring.
Right.
Because they don't know. Mm-hmm. They legitimately don't know that that's boring, that that's not fun, that that's not part of. All they know is that, oh, this is what I do when I come here.
Right.
It makes me feel good and I'm getting stronger and better.
Right.
So I've, with especially the younger kids, I've taught them all how to roll and stretch. They start their sessions out that way. And we go through all those basic fundamental movement patterns almost every time that they come here, just to hammer that in and build that good muscle memory and build those good habits before we move to actual what most people consider strength training or performance training. They go through all those fundamental movements and build good muscle memory,
right,
and good habits.
Right, which is important. You know, it's very important because, you know, especially, you know, when we're dealing with kids and youth, whether it's high school, middle school, older, younger, they're all at a different place, right?
Exactly.
Just like adults, they're all at a different place when they come in. You know, some people we see can't tie their shoes, and other people just got done running a marathon, and, you know, and everything in between. So, you know, to be able to build the fundamentals and work on the, you know, the stuff that actually matters most, is going to set all these kids up for success in the future, especially the ones who are taking it seriously. Like, you could see the core group of kids who have been here for a year now and going through the program.
Absolutely.
You could see them progressing. You could see them because they've come in and they've taken it seriously and they've been consistent 2-3 days a week for the past year, even during baseball season, and they're still coming in. And you know, so it's really a cool thing to watch the program progress, and it has a lot to do with the approach that you've taken with it.
Well, thank you. And then, you know, I do also take a pretty solid mental approach towards all these things, because a lot of these kids now, especially after COVID, are the nicest way I can say it is a little bit softer. They don't understand as much what hard work is and what it feels like to push yourself truly. And getting them to do that in a way that they don't feel like I'm yelling at them or forcing them to do anything has been a little tricky, but an awesome learning experience for me. Mm-hmm. And I like to think I'm doing a pretty good job of it. But it's just something that I constantly have to think about and constantly have to do, because most of sports and most of training is mental. It just is. Just to show up most of the time is a battle.
Right.
Especially we see that a lot with our adult clients too, where they come in and they're like, oh, you know what? I'm here today. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That's a win most
That's
of the
winning
time.
That battle.
You got your work done. Yep. Yeah.
It's exactly. Winning that battle.
And then now getting these kids to trying not to let them form that idea of, oh, well, I'm here today. I'm trying to get them to be excited about it and want to do it. And right. then to actually get them to push themselves without me having to force it on them is a little bit of a trick, but you know, I'm learning and trying my best to get them to do that in the best way possible.
Yeah, it's definitely not easy to push anybody without coming across as a dick, right? Like, but it is. Like, that's not an easy thing to do as a coach. Yeah. But especially, like you said, the younger generation, softer, I guess you could put it. They're definitely more mentally weak. They definitely mm-hmm. have a lot of insecurities and coping with failure.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of them that are not very social, right? Yeah. And there's all these factors that, like you said, COVID probably accelerated, but yeah. we were already going down that path with our younger generation. But it's something that you and I have talked about often that yeah. part of training is just being uncomfortable,
exactly.
right? And getting uncomfortable. And, you know, you've been a new coach for the past year or so now, mm-hmm. right? But that's still a new coach.
Yeah.
Until you hit like 15 years, you're like, you're a new coach, but that's because things change all the time, you know? Yeah. But, you know, as a new coach, you're always coming up and asking me questions, asking John mm-hmm. questions, trying to learn. And a lot of times, like when I'm working with some of the advanced athletes in the afternoon, the answer is, well, I just want to push them mentally.
Yeah.
Right. Like sometimes, you know, I'm running one of them into the ground, not because it's going to make them a better physical athlete. In fact, right. it's probably making them a little bit worse physically, but they need that mental challenge,
yeah.
And that's something that's missing with a lot of the young kids is that ability to push themselves to that point.
Yeah.
Right. And not saying we want to make everyone throw up every time they come in here to work out. Like that's not,
no.
But in order for you to grow, you got to get uncomfortable. Like
Absolutely.
For me, when I was growing up and working out in the gym, I had to have been pulled back. Like people, like my coaches had to scale mm-hmm. me back. Like, don't put more weight on, your form kind of sucks. Like I was always just like pushing harder.
Yeah.
Now it seems the opposite. Now it seems like a lot of them need more of a pushing from
yeah,
from their
absolutely.
Coach so it's just it's definitely more of a psychiatrist approach, I guess. You know, you got to be more
yeah.
of a be able to read and work with kids to get the most out of them. So
yeah. I can still hear my head coach from college, Lisa Moore, screaming, get uncomfortable. Because
mm-hmm.
she used to, anytime when you're running anything, you know, you can see when people are just kind of relaxing
right.
and running. And then you can see when people are truly uncomfortable
when
pushing
themselves.
When
they got a grimace on their face the entire
like,
sprint.
Like literally pushing. And she would scream it, and I can still hear it ringing in my head constantly, get
mm-hmm.
uncomfortable. And it's true. Like literally, if you're not uncomfortable, you're not pushing yourself,
yep.
which means you have more to give.
Right. Right.
And
well,
yeah,
that's something you brought up, John, with the adults. I guess you were talking about doing some like reverse grip exercise or something.
Oh yeah.
And a lot of them wanted to change because their hands were bothering them, but it's not like they were fatiguing out. It was just they were fatiguing, but they could physically do it. They're
just
uncomfortable.
Was getting hurt.
And it was like, well, you gotta. The reason why you're holding it like that, and because it's meant to feel like that, and that's actually getting your grip stronger. Like you got to go through failure, you got to go through,
mm-hmm.
Some moments of sacrifice to mm-hmm. grow, right? You got to be uncomfortable, and that's something that I've seen you teach the kids without like making them do like what they did to me when I was a kid and make me run until I throw up for like 2 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that's not good, teaching tool either. So finding that balance is tough, but I think that's what has led to us being able to make the shift of
Absolutely.
What we're going to be doing moving forward of having two different groups, not necessarily age dependent, but performance dependent.
Yeah.
A lot of those, the kids who are moving up or have moved up to the quote-unquote advanced, we'll call fundamentals an advanced group right
yeah.
now just for we don't have, we'll talk to our marketing people to see what the best way to name them are, but they're now, some of the guys are kids, they're doing barbell work, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're doing stuff that some of our adults can't even do because
Absolutely.
they've put 6-7 months in of doing fundamentals work and building that foundation.
And the other cool thing about that is that we're seeing them progress performance wise, but some of these kids that came in would barely say hi to me, let alone anybody else,
are right.
socializing and talking to the other kids that they've been in class with now, which is really cool also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely something that's needed after everything over the past few years.
Yeah.
You know, there's definitely that social component and that struggle, right? Yeah. That struggle together, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, everyone, you know, it sucks to hold a plank, but it sucks for all of us to hold a plank.
Exactly.
And, you know, so that's all that stuff that's missing in, or has been missing and can be found in the gym.
You know, I was going to say, it's pretty funny that you're noticing that with the athletes too, but you've noticed that with a lot of our newer clients, the clients who just came in like a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, I can notice two in particular who were very quiet and reserved when they first got here. Now that they've started lifting weights, they're actually pushing more heavy weight. They're getting their body feeling good. They can feel their core working. They sit there, chat. They sit there and they smack talk other clients.
Yeah, awesome.
You hear them motivating each other, but it's more than just that physical change. You see the weight drop, but you also see their eyes are a little bit more open when they get into the gym. You can see they're a little bit more excited to see everybody in their group.
Well, and confidence.
It's confidence.
Confidence,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Between kids and I think that's extremely important for younger kids these days too.
Absolutely.
But to work towards that confidence. You know, they feel
absolutely.
Good when they leave here.
Yeah.
You know, and that's huge. You don't really see that very much with kids these days.
No, and especially like, they're stripping a lot of the competitiveness away from these kids' lives. Like, they don't even have field day anymore.
Really? Like, they don't have that anymore?
No.
Take that out?
It's called school fun day or something, and they play, like, cornhole.
It ended, I think, right after COVID.
Yeah.
They stopped doing it.
There's no more, like, green versus blue volleyball tournament where your team can pack up pounds. Oh,
I hated field day.
I loved field day.
I hated it. I was a short little fat kid who sweated in the – just looking at the sun, I was sweating. So I was, like, an 11-year-old fat kid sweating in the middle of a school day trying to play tug of rope with, like, my peers. I'm like, this is not fun. I hate this.
Oh, but, I had the advantage on tag or anything like that. More sweat, everybody slips off you.
Yeah.
True.
John.
But anyway, it's a shame that they've taken that away.
Yeah, they're stripping a lot of the competitiveness away from their lives, so they don't get you don't get that satisfaction of working for something and earning it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you don't get to feel what it feels like to lose, so you don't get to feel what it feels like to win.
Mm-hmm.
So them coming here and being able to have those little wins where they've graduated to the barbell now. Like when I told the one athlete that he was going up to the bar, he literally like jumped up in the air and he was all excited about it. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And like it's cool to see that they get to have that confidence and get those little wins somewhere.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And look, you can't have wins without losses.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
But that's the unfortunate thing is with this whole participation trophy culture or whatever is that, you know, these kids think that everything's a win when it's just handed it to them, but you don't get, like you said, that true satisfaction. Like, there's nothing, no better feeling than overcoming something, right? Like, that's why the gym is so great, because you're always physically overcoming something when you come in. That's why one of the reasons why you leave in a better mood, because you've accomplished something. You know, that's why I always try to start my day with something physical, even if it's, you know, I'll walk down the block and back for 5 minutes. Like, I accomplished something physical to start my day. So the fact that, you know, this participation trophy culture, that's completely taken that away. Yeah, everyone feels like a winner, you know, but deep down inside, there's that human need for being able to actually be a winner.
Yeah.
And not saying again that like you're separating the classes and like losers and winners, like it's not about putting people down, but it's about showing these kids that if they put a little bit of effort in, they couldn't do something last week and they could do it now, or they couldn't do 10 and they could do 10 now, or whatever the challenge is, they could physically do it if they want to put their mind to it.
Yeah.
So it's to me, that's a much bigger part of training than anything else physically. You know, in my opinion, especially with the kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially the kids.
Yeah, I've been using, we do frog jumps down the turf every couple weeks to see how many they can get or how few they can get down there. And a couple of the kids that started a few months ago have cut off 2.5, almost 3 jumps to get down the turf, which is like awesome. And like they get all excited. They want to run over and ring the bell. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's cool. And I get to gauge their progress, and they get to get that satisfaction of being better,
right?
And bettering themselves and right. working towards that, which is really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, not to be a dead horse, but it's very, it's lacking in our society, yeah. right? And all, I mean, you're in, you know, the high school, you're a coach in the high school, you're around kids more than I am. I don't have kids. Kelly, you have kids. John, you are a kid. I could just imagine how that is, you know, something that's just gone, right? That's just yeah. missing. So yeah.
totally different world.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. A lot of these kids are very quick to give up instead of try.
Mm.
Like one of the things that I do with the track athletes during our quote unquote hell week is we do inchworms down the 100 meter track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like it sucks.
It's
how long does that take?
It depends how much you know giving up and nonsense there is, because they're doing it no matter what. They're gonna get down the track. I have nothing to do. I'll stay there for 3 hours if it takes 3 hours.
All right. Right. How long would it take you to do that?
10 minutes, 5 minutes, okay. not even. Probably 2 minutes.
2 minutes, the interim the whole way down.
Yeah,
100 yards.
Are you doing no a push-up with that interim?
With no push-ups, okay. a little quicker.
That's rude.
But I give them the option. My older guys, my seniors, always do the push-up. Mm-hmm. They always go the whole way. And then the coolest part is they'll get up and they'll walk back to the guys who are going slow, and they'll stand there and mm-hmm. they'll make sure that they go all the way through.
Right.
And we have kids every single time. Oh, can I go to the bathroom? Oh, can I go? Yeah, oh, I have my, it, my yeah. mom's here. Like, there's always excuses. Mm-hmm. My hands hurt. Well, they're going to hurt.
Right. Yeah.
The quicker you get it done, the quicker it's
are
over.
You injured, or is it just bothering you? Exactly. Like if you're injured, then yeah, we'll
just stand there with Band-Aids, stick a Band-Aid on their hand. Okay, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then guess what? Now you did 100 yards of inchworms, mm-hmm. and you get to go home and say, I did that.
Right.
Whether you liked it or not,
right.
you did it.
You did it. You accomplished it.
But isn't the attitude different when these kids come back the next year and they say to do it? Don't they just jump on it?
Exactly.
Because they've already done it. They know it.
And then they look at the little freshmen who are going, oh, really?
Yeah.
And they're all talking crap mm-hmm. to
them. Right. See, that's all.
Because it gets them all excited because now they've done it before.
They've earned it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's a very different world. Very different world.
Yeah. But I think we might start seeing a little bit of shift because there's younger coaches like you that kind of get it, right? Yeah. And everything's cyclical, right? Everything goes full circle. And at some point, I think we'll get back to a winning culture, hopefully, with our youth. But, you know, it's just kind of trying to salvage the kids now and
well, yeah, exactly.
you know, boost up the next generation. But. Yeah. I'm definitely excited about the changes we're making. I think the kids in our program are really going to make a big big difference. Having that opportunity to move up to the more advanced group, mm-hmm. Not based off of their age, but just based off of their ability in the gym.
Yeah,
and
which is really cool. And that in my opinion will push everyone.
I was just about to say
definitely.
That. It's a huge motivator watching your friends go to a different class that you can't be absolutely. In because you're not at the same level as them. Because
you haven't been working as hard.
Yep.
Right.
And it'll be cool. Like we have one of the kids that's going to be moving up has an older brother that's in the advanced class already. So mm-hmm. it's going to be the two brothers are in the same class now doing together, the same stuff. So like it'll be a cool push to see mm-hmm. to see how that goes and it'll definitely push everybody. Because I know when I was younger, when I had a younger kid with me that was doing the same stuff I worked way harder.
Absolutely.
Because I didn't want to be doing the same stuff he was.
Yep.
Well, it's the same thing with adults, right? You look over, you're like, damn, she's lifting that?
Yeah.
You know, it's just that silent motivator.
Actually, yeah, exactly.
Heard that a whole bunch today, actually.
Did you? What was today?
Front squats.
Oh,
barbell front squats.
Oh, really?
You could see, especially with front squats, the peek over to the side and be like,
mm-hmm.
and throw five pounds on each side.
That's awesome.
And then they will.
That's awesome.
Well, it's competition. Absolutely. Competition's good.
It's a good thing. It is a good thing.
Despite what they want to tell you now, right? It's a good thing. Competition brings out the best. Even, you know, losing is a good thing, but
absolutely.
That's not something they want to tell you anymore.
So. Like a lot of our clients have been recognizing that failing a rep is not a bad thing. Failing a rep is a good recognition of what's going on.
Exactly.
And now you know where to go. Yeah. Deadlifts have been a big thing. People have just not been able to pick up the weight off of the bar. But look, next week, you didn't pick that weight up, at least mm-hmm. the week prior to, you beat yourself. You've now beat yourself from the previous week.
Right. But for the past 3 years, you've left the same weight on there and done 3 sets of 10 and not felt the difference, right? Mm-hmm. So it's that difference of, you know, being in a comfortable cruise control or mm-hmm. pushing yourself outside your and getting to maybe not necessarily complete failure with like a barbell bench press or something, or you crush yourself, but like getting to that point where you're struggling to move that way, and now you're making some progress.
On the top of a squat.
Now you're making progress.
I put up a reel this week of me failing at my third trap bar deadlift for three. I did like 2.5 reps, and it was really nice to see the amount of people who wrote in and like, "Oh, you'll get it, you'll do it." And it was, you know, it's just it's important to push yourself. Mm-hmm. You know?
Do you want a video of you failing at barbell bench press?
No.
I have that too.
No, thank you. Well, sure. Send it over.
Okay.
Send it over.
But no.
But yeah, it's important. It's important to fail.
It is.
It's important to push yourself to failure, I think.
Absolutely. At least once. You have to know what failure feels like once, and it has to be like a true failure. It can't be like, oh, I gave up.
Right, right.
It has
to
be like, oh,
you have
to
fail.
Oh, I can't move that weight more than an inch.
Right, right.
This is my failure.
Awesome.
You have to know your limits, and the only way to learn it is to push yourself.
Right. Yep. Which, you know, bringing this back full circle, talking about our kids' programs, that's probably the biggest learning lesson out of all of it, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what makes them better people. That's what makes them better athletes. That's what makes them better teammates. That's what makes them better competitors on the field. And it's that mental. That mental push, that mental edge that you're teaching them through the way the program is being run. You know, again, it's not just go do some ladders for an hour, let's sweat, and you know, everyone go home giving each other high fives, and it was a great workout because we jumped over hurdles and ran up and down. No, you're actually giving them skills to get better at, to fail at, to grow from, and now there's an opportunity for them to move on to the next level, quote unquote level, in their training. So. Any final thoughts on youth program, Anthony?
I like it.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
No, it really it like is almost a dream come true for me to be able to put together a program like this and see it actually working and seeing kids liking it and seeing kids progress through it. And when I started, we had four kids that would come in consistently between the two classes. Now the younger class consistently has 4 or 5 kids in it and a rotating door of probably about 7 total. And the older group has consistently 3 or 4 and a rotating door of probably about 10.
And that older group, there's a big chunk of them that are baseball players, and they are now have mandatory lifting sessions in their baseball school. And they still told their parents they want to come here. So now they just come once a week because they can't make the second day because they have to be at the, but that's a testament as well to the program. These kids, I mean, that they want to come.
Definitely. On top of the lifting they're being given.
Exactly. And I just, that's a testament to your program too, you know, and
thank you.
This might be a dream come true for you, but how many times have we done this in almost 8 years? Like, you know, and we just keep trying because we see the need for it, but it just, it never like panned out. It never worked right. We never had the right person in the right spot. So, you know, we totally appreciate you and your energy that you bring to it because you've grown it to a point where we're now actually making levels out of it, which is awesome.
And that happened.
That's a testament to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It growing as quickly as it is not something that I expected either. It's just, you know, I put a lot of thought and effort into putting these programs together and working with these kids. And some days it's a little more difficult than others. Some days.
Yeah, I give you a lot of credit with that too.
It's a little draining, but you know, I do truly love it. And I do try to let that show while I'm doing it.
Yeah,
and
you do.
And when I put my programs together and when I put these kids through it, and I'm unbelievably thankful for the opportunity that you've given me to do this program. So,
well,
thank you for that.
Goes back at you. We're thankful for what you do, and all the kids are thankful for you. And if any of the parents are listening or just don't know who you are and haven't seen a session, you should really come and watch and be a part of it because it is something that's special. It's something that's you're not going to find in another gym around. Just the again, the passion and the you know, the drive that you put towards and the care that you put into all these kids. That it's just something that needs to be experienced by more people, and hopefully we'll continue to grow it and grow it on your back and you know, make it a you know, a much bigger program where we could impact more people, more kids, more families.
Absolutely.
And the future, you know, the future
that's,
of our society.
Yeah, just get it out there. Just get it in front of as many people as we can.
And hopefully we could get you that Olympic athlete that you want to train as your
one day
as your goal. Yeah, you never know.
We'll get
you
there.
You never know. All right, John, Kelly, I don't know. I looked at you in reverse when I said that.
No, I think we're okay.
I think we're good.
You guys, anything you want to finish up on?
The love fest is over.
The love fest is over. All right. And you're good, Ant? Nothing else to finish up on? All right.
I think I'm good.
Well, this is, what was this, episode 83? Mm-hmm. 83. So we appreciate everyone who listens to our show. And we would ask you to please give us a five-star review. Write us a review on iTunes, I would say Spotify. I don't even know if the show is making it up on Spotify.
Oh, we didn't fix that yet?
I have not gotten a response back from their customer service team, or their lack of customer service team. It was one of those things where you put in like a form. Like, I can't even call and talk to somebody. Yep. It's so annoying.
The generic ticket.
Yeah, I hate that, because then you just sit there and wait, you know, sitting on your hands. So anyway, if anyone from Spotify is actually listening to this, please give me a call or email so we can figure that out. Oh, wait, you can't hear this on Spotify, so nobody from Spotify would be listening to this.
Well, you could work for Spotify and not listen to the shows on Spotify.
Use iTunes?
Maybe.
Use your competitor?
Maybe.
Okay.
Probably cheaper.
Right. Yeah, right. Well, anyway, so we do apologize for any Spotify listeners, but there's plenty of other options to listen to the show. Pretty much every other one it's uploading fine onto, besides Spotify, so Amazon, iTunes, Stitcher, Pandora, I think it's working. So we apologize, but Spotify, you're screwing us now. But if you're listening to us on something else, leave us a five-star review. Share the show with your friends and family, especially if you know somebody who has a kid, especially if you know somebody, or if you're a parent, or you're friends with other parents, or you're on a team, and you know, you're looking for something to give your kids some more confidence and you know, the ability to get stronger faster, hopefully injury-free as well along with it. During the winter, we'll be taking on some more applicants for the program. So let us know. You can find us on our website, nextgenerationtrainingcenter.com, or, I don't know, find us on Instagram. I don't go on Instagram anymore, so I don't go on any social media anymore. So just go on our website and fill out a form. That'd be the best way to do it.
Okay, and I'll reach out to you.
And Kelly will reach out.
Bye.
And John's saying bye. Okay, well, I guess that's
John's
it.
John's done.
Yeah, John's out.
That's when we are close.
Yeah. Their attention spans.
Seriously.
Right. But, again, thank you guys for listening, and have a great week, great day, great night, whenever you're listening to this show, and be well.